Are you rolling?
Nice. Yeah, I'm rolling.
Okay, we're on. Hi, everybody. Welcome to Robin Galloway Takes on a Podcast, episode 36. How's it going, Rebecca? You can swear on the podcast.
Fuck yeah.
So you're okay. See, straight away.
Feels good. I'm in my natural state.
Typical Australian.
Oh, we had to chat more now because I can just say whatever I think.
Yeah. Sometimes you find yourself holding back when you're on the show.
I know. I'm not sure if I'm allowed to say what I'm really thinking.
Well, it's the podcast. You can say whatever the fuck you want.
Sometimes
great.
I just want to say, who cares? Oh, God, that person was shit, weren't they?
We had one of those this week. There was a contestant on, and why she came on, I have no idea. She's terrible.
She didn't say anything, did she?
She didn't want to be there at all.
Yeah.
No, yeah. Not good. Yeah, that was it. It was like
that was
it. Yeah, you've not won the prize. Okay.
Yeah, that was it. That, why bother?
Thank God she didn't
oh,
win.
Oh, God, if she'd won, that would have been, that would have been terrible. Cheers. So this is Aussie Girl Rebecca, who is new to the podcast. You've been on once before, I think.
Once before,
yeah. Yeah, so Alana's off. Alana's back next week. So Aussie Girl Rebecca, thanks for... Have you done some of that fucking air conditioning again?
I just turned it down a little
bit. Well, God almighty, it's freezing.
Sorry. I've not got a jacket on, so I'm quite cold now.
I feel like I'm going through the fucking change of life.
I'm just getting you used to global warming when it comes to Scotland.
Well, it started in Australia.
Oh, thank God.
It was with you lot, abusing the ozone layer in Australia. How are you, intern Gary?
Yeah, I'm feeling good. I'm feeling fresh. It's been a good week.
Yeah.
It's nice to have a bit of a refresh in the show sometimes, you know?
Yeah.
Not just have the same... Same chat with the same person. Yeah.
With Alana.
She's not listening, let's be honest here.
Coming up with it. No, she's never listened to the podcast ever.
No. We listen every day, don't we?
Me and the intern, well, not every
day.
No,
sorry.
I'll listen to it when it comes out on a Friday. And then I'll sometimes go into the chat on WhatsApp. And then you'll come back, you go, yeah, my mum, Sheena, she loved the podcast. Alana, zero.
Your mum listens to it as well.
Oh, yeah, she listens.
I was trying to have a nap the other day, and I was like, what can I hear? I rolled over. It's Robin Galloway's podcast. I was like, oh,
Sheena and Gordon, big shout out to them.
The only parents that get a shout out on this.
They love it.
Yeah, they listen every week. They make it a thing on a Sunday.
And you've sworn before, haven't you?
I swore last week.
Have they pulled you up on that?
Okay, I don't think so.
Yeah.
They might have something to say after today.
Well, they might. That's right, because the bit in the middle today, intern Gary's brought in a phrase book so you can swear in any language. So we're going to put this to the test by phoning up somebody in Germany.
Yeah, because the word we're going to use is a funny word in something I don't struggle with pronunciation on.
All right, well, we'll do that later on. But now I think it's time to start Robin Galloway Takes on a Podcast, episode 36. Could you officially start it, please? Let's go, Rebecca.
You just slapped the table.
Oh, okay. Ready?
That's what Alana
does. Get this fucking show on the road.
Oh, amazing.
Robin Galloway Takes on a Podcast, season 2. If this gets a third season, I'm off.
Pure Radio.
Alana's off the week. Come back, Alana. I can't speak. Alana's off this week, and it is Osgar Rebecca who's in, and Osgar Rebecca has this thing. So we just sit. The song maybe has like 3 seconds ago. We're still sitting with our headphones off, chatting. And so she does the thing where when it gets to like about a minute, and then 30, 29, 28, as the song has only got a little bit of time to play.
I was listening on Friday and a song finished and then it was just silence and you went, oh, probably, about that, guys. I was like, yeah.
How long was it off for?
Oh, it was only about 2 seconds.
Yeah, it's sloppy, isn't it?
Yeah, that's why I'm here to go, come on, headphones on, quick.
You know when a plane's coming out, have you ever heard a plane landing and you get the thing going, 40, 30, 20, it's like the height you've got left. You've never seen this? You've seen videos of planes landing?
Yeah, you have, yeah. But
yeah, inside the cockpit, you've got it tells you how high you are and how low at the ground, and then it keeps going.
And then pull up.
Yes.
No, well, you don't want to hear that.
Yeah. There's another word as well they use, which I believe is obviously a technical term, but I don't want to say it just in case it's
offensive.
Offensive, yeah.
I think I know what you mean.
Yeah.
Does it begin with A?
No.
Oh.
It begins with R. But
offensive. Begins with R.
Hang on, I'll close the microphones. Hang on. Okay. Yeah,
they would not use that.
I will get up a video and I will show you after this. Yeah,
oh, that's terrible.
Yeah,
it's a terrible.
I think it means something to do with like pulling up, or you're too close to the ground, or you're too shallow. It's some technical term.
Interesting.
I'm glad I asked you that one off air.
It'd be funny if you threw the microphones up as soon as I said it, just to catch me out.
Damn it! I should have done that. Why didn't I do that?
Robin Galloway Takes on a Podcast, season 2.
Watch this. Try not to feel happy if I press this, right?
Yeah.
See? We're bouncing. Hey, come on.
Oi, oi, oi.
It's the best part.
That's good, isn't it?
So only reason to watch the darts. You watch the darts and then you're, some darts in the middle. Oh, what song's on? Then you go.
I agree. If you've had some bad news, phone somebody up and just play this down the phone. They'll be fine. Oh, amazing. Sorry, we're going to have to let you go. We're making you redundant. Hey! Hey, it's all right. It's fine.
Oi, oi, oi.
Check Safari, intern Gary. Yeah.
Here's intern Gary, who's been scouring the internet for a topical news story. He's found a Scottish one, and me and intern... Rebecca.
Wow.
Sorry to find out that way. Me and Ozzy got Rebecca. We have to guess what the story is about using sound effects only, intern Gary.
Yes, are you ready to go?
Yes, I think we are.
Right. Ruff, ruff,
dog.
Ruff,
ruff. Dog. Two dogs.
What a mess. Someone's got to clean this up. Oh, it's disgusting.
Somebody's not been picking up after their dog in Scotland.
Yeah, dog.
Not
food.
After their dog. The dog is referring to something else.
Right. A noise? Barking? Complaint?
No, no.
Let's hear it again. So,
ruff, 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 ruff. Oh,
definitely,
what a mess.
Definitely barking.
Someone's got to clean all this up.
A dog.
So it's not...
something to do with a dog.
It's not to do with a dog. But think about... Think you've got to think out the box for this one.
Mm-hmm. So it's...
I almost said it there. It's to do with something that is also called dog.
Dogging.
Dogging.
Can you say that on the?
I think we're already 20 to 10.
Yeah. Yes. It's that.
Is it to do with dogging?
Yes.
In Scotland.
Yes.
Clean up. What is it? Oh.
And it's been a mess.
No. No.
NHS litter squads have been called to clean up dozens of used
apparatus
at Edinburgh. Dogging hotspot.
Right.
Yes.
Where is this dogging hotspot? Sorry, I sound really interested there. Damn.
It's in the woods in Silver Nose.
Silver Nose.
Silver Nose.
Yeah.
Okay. In Edinburgh.
Yeah.
Sorry. I have no idea where it is. Yeah. That's why I call it Silver Nose. Because right. I don't know the location. Okay. But
is that besides on the road down to Crammond?
Yes. There, it looks like it's next to the beach.
Next to the beach.
Oh, yeah. How romantic.
That's just off Quality Street. And some of these people are quality, man.
Yeah. So they've been giving out some safety precautions.
Yes.
To men round about the area.
They've just been depositing them.
Yes. Right. As it's they're saying that too many people are using the scenic woods for their open air exploits.
Right.
Wow.
Maybe they need to start a campaign like they did with, you know, always clean up after your dog. Always clean up after your dogging.
Yes, just
that's what they want.
No, I think no dogs and that sort of thing signs.
Yes.
Have a no dogging sign.
No dogging.
Put them up in the trees and that sort of thing, try and deter.
And cameras.
No ball games.
Yeah, live feed.
No ball games.
Very good. Okay, so we got that one right.
You got that one, yeah.
All right, brilliant. Okay, I like that. We've been cancelled. Oh, damn.
Robin Galloway takes on a podcast. Next week, intern Gary takes on Robin Galloway. He really wants this job. Fight!
Pure Radio.
An intern Gary here has an apology.
I do. I made a bit of a mistake earlier on this morning when I announced it was National Pie Day.
Yeah.
While that is correct, it's not the pie as in an edible pie. It's the mathematical term.
Oh, yeah. Jesus.
My favourite type of pie.
Yeah, exactly.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Why is there a day for pie, the number?
Well, it was a mathematical marvel.
Was it? I still don't know what it means. Still don't know what is pie. I thought it was just a value. It's a number.
You've caused all manner of trouble now.
I have, yeah.
With listeners getting in touch with their favourite pies.
Yeah.
Katie Mack, good morning, my favourite three. My favourite pie is chicken curry pie. Looking forward to a great show.
Sorry.
Is it called something else in America?
In America, obviously, they have the month before the day. So today in America, it's 3.14.
Right, yeah.
And that's where it comes from.
Is that why pies are called pies? Because the mathematical...
Because the slices.
Well, mathematical, it means a circle, right?
Yeah.
I just Googled it. So that's why they're called pies, pies.
Is that true, though? Or have you made that second
one? Well, I just put it together there.
Put two together.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, so did he.
There you go.
Put two together and got the wrong day.
Yeah. So pi is the circumference of a circle.
Yeah, basically.
It's saying here it was founded in 1988 by Larry Shaw. This guy's just come up with some numbers and everyone went, you're a genius. I could do that.
No, I don't think pi was invented in 1988.
It says here.
It goes back to Greek
times, doesn't it? It was founded
Greek
in 1988 by Larry Shaw, an employee of San Francisco.
No chance. I think the actual pi day, maybe,
yeah,
as
maybe.
In a celebration. You're telling me the mathematical equation pi came out in 19.
Yeah, okay, I think someone...
Jesus.
Funny time.
Hello?
No, hi, Claire, Robin Galloway at Pure Radio. How are you doing?
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, really good. thanks for the story about your mum. It's brilliant. I know we're not going to talk to your mum, but we just thought that you could tell us the story in all the graphic detail, please.
Yeah, well, what had actually happened is she phoned me killing herself laughing, and I says, right, what have you done now? And she says, well, I'm sorting out all your dad's tablets, my tablets, and the dog's tablets. She gave my dad his, and then she's taken what she thought was hers, but when she went back to get the dog, it was only her tablets that was left.
Oh, no.
And she couldn't quite fire them out, and she went through everything again, and then she went, there's something not right here, and she went and checked all my dad's tablets again, everything else. It turns out she'd taken the dog's tablets by accident. She had lifted up the wrong tub.
Yeah.
So she was getting worried, more worried than worried, because the dog had quite a lot wrong with her.
Oh, God.
And she'd end up phoning NHS 24, and she'd wait for about 20 minutes for them to actually check out the list of medication for the dogs, for the dog to make sure that there was going to be no
side effects.
Bad side effects.
Yeah.
And was there any issues, or was she all right?
No, luckily she was fine. The dad said whatever would happen, it would maybe just a wee upset stomach or something like that, and it would be absolutely fine. And but maybe just to lay off the rest of her tablets for the rest of the day.
Just a bit of deworming, she's good.
Did she have very shiny hair the next day?
No, she didn't. She didn't, I'm afraid.
Oh, well, look, bless her. A brilliant story. We're just going to put this through the fannyometer just now, because I think your mum deserves a pure fanny of the week mug. So let's just see. We're getting it fired up now. It's looking good, Claire.
That's only one of
you,
by the way.
Oh, really?
Fanny time.
Yes! Yeah, congratulations. What's your mum's name?
It's Anne.
Anne. Oh, well, congratulations, Anne. You're this week's pure fanny of the week. Okay, Claire, say those words.
Mum, you're a pure fanny.
Yes!
We regret to inform you that Robin Galloway Takes on a Podcast has been cancelled. Yes, you dancer! Wait a minute. This isn't to be used until 2024.
Pure Radio.
Just having a look at a couple of emails that have come through. Always like to hear from you. Always think emails are a little bit kind of...
dated?
Yeah, 10 years ago. So here's one from Sadie Tipper. That sounds suspect straight away. And they say, we are a group of highly qualified ethical hackers who scan tens of thousands of sites every day. On your site, Pure Radio Scotland, we've discovered 5 critical vulnerabilities. Pay us £3,000 and we'll tell you what they are.
That's the presenters.
That's come through.
They're the vulnerabilities.
The best thing is, as well, they've actually put in brackets what it is in Bitcoin, just in case we want to send it in Bitcoin.
Yeah, payable only in Bitcoin. You do a great job looking after the website, as I go, Rebecca. So if you could bear that in mind, please.
Sure. Right.
Any ideas what the 5 critical issues might be?
Probably presenters.
Me, McCully, Rick, Inter, Gary, and you. Okay, that's sorry. Yeah. I've saved £3,000. Rory B., who you took off the board earlier on today, was listening and heard it.
Yes, he did.
Not very happy about that. So Rory was at 5, and now Claire's on there, Claire and Cumbernauld, although it only says Claire because you can't spell Cumbernauld. So Rory was listening and has sent this through, Rory B.
Morning, guys. Rory B here. I think it's the one that's just been taken off the leaderboard, but I didn't even know I was on it. I'm a van driver, so I'm in and out the van all the time, so I'm in and out the show, so it's been... a wee bit of a surprise to realise that I was on the board, but here we are, I'm back. The weather's rubbish. Yeah. My deliveries make sure I'm standing out in that rain all the time, so I'm soaked for 7 o'clock in the morning. See you later.
Thanks, you need to go back on then. You need to go back on.
I was thinking that there actually, we could put
I like him, he's a good lad.
Put him at 8.
Nearly got away with that. He didn't know he was on the board.
He didn't even know he was there, If we hadn't mentioned it, we would always put Claire on the board, he wouldn't have known. I feel his pain with standing in the rain.
I thought you were going to do a poem there.
You go and knock on the door, and 5 minutes where they're running about trying to find keys or just, and it's chucking it down. Your pizza's getting wet. I don't care, I'll take it out of the bag, make sure the box gets soggy.
What's the tipping situation? It's
not the best these days.
No.
But they brought out a new thing where you could tip through a different app. When you pay, you can tip.
But does nobody give you a pound or a couple of quid
at
the door?
You just got a couple of quid. Yeah. And then all the drivers would know the places that used to give good tips. So if you saw there was like one address that come up, everyone wanted that delivery. Because people look and they go, oh, I want to take that one. So they'll just skip over orders before and be like, oh, I'm going to take that one.
Oh.
Just so they can get the £4.
Insider information. Tipping's pretty big in Australia, isn't it?
No.
Is it not?
No,
you is
don't.
It not?
No, nope.
Or just America?
Tip. Yeah.
They hand you back over the card machine and it says on it, do you want to get 15%, 18%, 20%, 25%?
Oh my goodness.
Like, no, it's your job.
Yeah. Oh, it's so but awkward.
The problem is they don't get paid a lot, do they?
No, they don't.
So,
well, that's not my fault.
Yeah, they get paid like less than minimum wage and then they have to make it up through tips.
And but then they'd run after you if you don't tip them. They say, was there anything wrong with the service?
Yeah, or they get annoyed, don't they?
Yeah.
They just ignore you.
I remember we were in Orlando when I was 7 and we get chased out of the Blues Brothers restaurant.
Blues Brothers?
Yeah, they're running after you.
Everybody should be tipping.
Robin Galloway takes on a podcast, season 2. Season 2. Who renewed this pish?
Pure Radio.
You're listening to Robin Galloway Takes on a Podcast. Here is the bit in the middle now. Intern Gary has brought in a phrase book of swear words in various languages.
Yes, the little book of foreign swear words. So my personal favourite is blowjob. In German is Dick Blassen.
Dick Blassen!
That sounds like you can be a
That's
mate.
The best. That sounds like a person.
It does, yeah.
Get me a number. Let's phone
a German restaurant and let's book a table for Dick Blassen.
In like Hamburg or somewhere.
Berlin?
Berlin, yeah, Berlin. Even better, yeah.
Hello, Brewdog Berlin Mitte.
Guten Tag, Brewdog?
Yes.
Yes, hi. I wonder if you can help me.
Yeah.
I have a friend who's in the bar.
You're sure it's this one?
Yes, yeah, definitely, yeah.
Yeah, the middle one?
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, could I speak to him?
Possibly, there's only one person here.
That'll be him.
Yeah, one second.
Yeah, is it...
One second.
Okay.
They're your friend?
Sorry.
Someone just called, they said that they're your friend.
Who?
What's your name?
My name is Dick Blassen.
Dick? Sorry? Dick?
Dick Blassen.
Dick Blassen?
Yeah.
No, he doesn't know you. I'm sorry, maybe it's the Friedrichshain one.
It's Dick Blassen. He's gone! Oh! Was I saying it right?
Yeah, I was right. Yeah, Dick Blassen. Yeah. He walked over to the guy. Some guy's eating his meal sugar. What?
He's going to meet Dick Blassen on the phone for you.
No questions asked. No. You're his mate, yeah? All right. Your mate's on the phone. A Dick Blassen here for you.
I can't believe it.
Oh, my God.
What is his name?
Oh, God. Okay. Oh. Right, should we get back on with the podcast?
I think we should.
Robin Galloway takes on a podcast. Yes, it's still going. You're the one listening. No, me. I'm just pre-recorded. Pre-recorded. Recorded. Pre-recorded.
Pure Video.
And intern Gary is here as well. He's been keeping an eye on the Oscars.
I am, yeah.
Because he's a film buff. You know, he's doing this challenge where he's watching the 100 greatest movies of all time in chronological order.
Yeah, did you start at 100 or 1?
I started at 100.
Are you going back?
So, yeah.
So okay. You've only done 2 so far.
No, I watched Norman over the weekend.
Oh, did you?
I watched Singing in the Rain.
Oh, yeah. What did you think?
Actually, quite enjoyable. I quite liked it.
It's quite good.
You've only watched 3 so far.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, God, hurry up.
It takes 2 hours each.
At least it'll be new by the time you've finished.
What did your girlfriend think of the Singing in the Rain?
I didn't watch it with her. She was working.
Oh, you just watched it. Oh, I'd love to see that. Intern Gary watching Singing in the Rain on his own.
On a Saturday night, yeah.
Yeah. And I see it work because it's raining this morning.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I can go out and I can remember the song so I could go to a wee bit of the main bit,
do, that bit.
What bit's that?
Did you watch the film?
I did watch the film, yeah, but I don't remember that bit.
Well, that's a prominent theme throughout. So what the kind of headline things? Jamie Lee Curtis got an Oscar, is he?
Yes. And the...
That's her first one ever.
What was that for?
For that movie, Everything Everywhere.
Ah, yeah.
Yeah, they won 7 Oscars overall.
Right.
They've won the Best Picture, Best Actress, Best Supporting Actor, and Best Supporting Actress as well.
Now, you've seen it, haven't you?
It is bizarre, but great. I thought it was great.
Now, my wife Tracy's seen it as well. She raves about it. I haven't seen it yet. She goes, oh, we must watch that.
You
I
need
keep
to see it.
It.
It's so good.
Alana said it was terrible.
Really?
Yeah, it was awful.
No.
But her boyfriend liked it. Speaking of Alana, so Alana's on holiday. She's at the airport now, or maybe in flight.
Yeah, she might be on the plane.
She could be on the plane. Well, if she's on the plane, she's not going to answer. Now, that would be quite an Alana thing to do. She will answer.
She will try. I think she will.
Let's see. She'll know it's me. It's going to go straight to voice. Oh, it's ringing. Oh, hang on. She won't pick up. She's not going to pick up. No chance. Oh, she'll just pick up and swear. She knows this. She knows her phone's ringing and she's not picking up. She knows it's me.
Yeah, she can see it's you.
Hello?
She Hello? Picked up. Oh, my God. I didn't think you'd pick up. Hi. Sorry, wrong number.
I was contemplating it.
Hi, Alana. How's your holiday going?
Are you all right?
What are you up to? You in Paris?
Yeah, what are you doing? You there yet?
I'm just in the check-in queue.
Well, you're not supposed to use your phone there.
No, I don't think so. But I thought it might have been an emergency because why else would you call?
No, just we thought we had a little kind of game of will Alana pick her phone up? She won't, and you did.
Actually looked at it and I said, will I answer? Will I not? And Keaton said, we wouldn't call if it's not important.
Good lad.
Oh, he doesn't know us.
Yeah. Is your plane on time?
Yeah, everything's on time. It's all good.
I've just found our flight there on Flight Radar as well, so we can track it. Oh, I was checking to see if she was in.
So intern Gary's going to track your flight.
8:55.
Just so you know, if any of you call in the next few days, I will not be answering.
But we may try at some point just to hear the international dialing tone. And you go, oh, she must be away. She must be on holiday.
Yeah, I'll be turning my phone off.
All right, have a good time.
Okay, bye.
Bye, Alana.
Bye, Alana. Bye, Kieran. Bye.
Bye.
So everyone at check-in. Bye.
Okay, just in case it's an emergency.
I thought it was an emergency. Robin's had a heart attack.
She has no trust in me, does she?
Even if it was an emergency, she wouldn't have come in.
not a chance.
Hello?
I'm phoning about the snake, Mrs.
Oh, hi.
Yeah.
It's a wee.
What, you mean escaped?
No, he got it sold.
Oh, it's gone, has it?
Aye.
Right, would it have any other snakes?
No, that was the only one he had. He got it for his son.
Was it hoose trained?
Oh, no, it's only a wee snake.
Are you getting any more in?
No, he'll never have any more. I mean, it was only a wee pet.
That's the pet shop I phoned just now, eh?
No, I'm not a pet shop.
Eh?
I'm not a pet shop.
It says in the paper, it says call the pet shop.
No, this is a house.
Have you closed down?
No, I never was a pet shop. I'm not a pet shop, I'm just a house.
And you're getting some more in?
But I'm trying to tell you, I'm not a pet shop.
Have you closed down?
I'm not a pet shop.
Are you getting any
more? Are you not understanding? I'm not a pet shop.
Aye, darling, I'm hearing you. Are you getting any more snakes in?
But I'm trying to tell you, I'm not a pet shop and I'm not getting any more.
Have you retired now, darling? Is that what it is?
I never was in a pet shop.
You weren't a pet shop?
No, that's what I'm trying to tell you.
Oh, right.
I'm not a pet shop. I'm a granny, I'm not a pet shop.
Have you changed your mind about the pets and closed it down? Is that what it is?
No, I've never been a pet shop. I've never had pets.
Why did you advertise in the paper about the pet shop then?
No, son, I've never advertised as a pet shop.
And are you just completely out of snakes now? You didn't have none left?
Son, I never had any snakes. I only had one. I don't know where you're getting that I've had a lot of snakes.
But you sold that one?
I sold that one.
That was to a customer?
And son, I'm not a shop.
Right, so when's your next batch of snakes coming in?
I don't think you're getting what I'm telling you.
I thought it was the snake shop.
No.
You know the tanks that you get? Have you any of them left?
Son, the tank went with the snake. We only had the one with the one snake.
Are you getting tanks in? I know you're not getting snakes in, but are you getting tanks in?
No, son, because we're not a pet shop.
And you're not getting any more in?
No, and I never will. Because I'm not...
You've retired now, haven't you?
I'm not retired, son. I never was in the pet trade.
You've made your money, I understand.
Son, I've never even had a pet shop and I'm just an old wife.
You're coming across. You sound lovely to me, darling.
Well, do you know what age I'll be this year?
No.
I'm 73.
You're never 73.
I am, son.
So you packed in the pet shop about 10 years ago now?
Son, I never had a pet shop. In fact, if anything, I didn't like pets. I can't stand animals.
Is that why you shut the pet shop down?
I never had a pet shop. I never had one.
Because I thought it was a bit funny, someone who didn't like animals having a pet shop.
But I've not got a pet shop, I never ever had.
I understand that you don't have it now, but when you did
I
have...
I never did have it, son.
When you did have the pet shop, did it do well?
I didn't have a pet shop.
But I understand that you've come out of the pet trade now and you're not in it anymore.
No.
I understand that.
No.
That you were in it before.
No. No.
Are you hoodwinking me?
I think you're hoodwinking me, you know. You are. I think you're rambling on a lot of nonsense.
Mate, I've got to tell you that my name's Robin Galloway.
I didn't believe you.
It's me just now.
I didn't believe you.
Robin Galloway takes on a podcast. Proof that while anyone can do a podcast, not everyone should do a podcast.
Pure Radio.
Lee the Trucker's back on with another suggestion for Deep Friday. For this Friday, and I think the guys in the studio are loving this one.
Yeah, it is Guinness chocolate truffles. Oh, delicious.
That sounds good.
Knocked it out the park with that suggestion.
So we're going for these, yeah?
Yeah, let's do these.
Guinness chocolate truffles. They've got a liquid centre. They look fabulous. And would you, do you think you would be over Guinnessifying it, if that's a word?
No.
By doing the batter?
No, I think that's just a nice wee touch.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's Guinness the batter as well.
How do we do that? So we normally do the batter, egg, water. Uh-huh. Instead of the water, just put in Guinness.
Just go for it. I assume that's how they make it.
Little bit of Guinness. I mean, okay. I don't think you make beer batter just with beer, do you? Just a little bit of beer.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
I don't know. We'll
yeah, it's just like it's a couple of...
Just a little splash.
Like half a cup.
I mean, you're the guy from Domino's. You're the guy in charge of the front.
We never made Guinness pizza bases.
Oh, that's where you went wrong.
Yeah, that should be a thing, by the way.
Yeah, yeah, I know.
Domino's, if you're listening, come speak to us and we'll...
For Friday, they should be doing that.
Yeah, they should.
Yeah. This was my thoughts. This is the first time that I've ever been off on St. Patrick's Day. Well, not off. I'm obviously working in the morning, but it's a Friday. We finish quite early. The world is my oyster.
Are you going to go celebrate?
Maybe.
You will.
Maybe.
Deep fried oysters. No, you just said the world is yours.
No, but that'd be quite good. I'm thinking.
Yuck.
Okay. All right, so that's happening on Friday. Thank you, Lee the Trucker, for that great suggestion. We'll get those ordered up and drop them into the deep fat fryer on St. Patrick's Day.
It's Deep Fat Friday. We're frying random stuff.
What?
It's Deep Fat Friday. We're frying random stuff.
Let's go outside to the frying area. Outside. I'm emphasising outside because... Health and Safety are listening, and they saw us deep frying in the building. So listen to that ambience. You're outside, aren't you guys?
Hi, Robin. Yes, we are outside on the balcony today. It's a bit chilly out here. How's your batter looking, Gary?
The batter's looking really good. It smells of Guinness. It's quite possibly our favourite batter we've ever made.
Okay.
I think we should make it like this every week.
It's very smooth as well, and you think it stinks?
Oh, it smells like the morning after a weekend.
Well, you're talking this up very well.
Sorry, okay.
All right, so the batter is ready. Now tell me what you're dipping in there today for St. Patrick's Day.
So we have the Guinness truffles, we have the Guinness caramels in the little mini Guinness pint glasses.
Yeah, let's put them in.
The oil is frying.
Are you
Here
ready?
We go.
You see if you can hear this?
Yeah.
Oh, they're so small.
Yeah. Now, these have been in the freezer.
There's not much of a sizzle just because they're actually
because they're
so
small.
Mini. Yeah.
Mm.
Hey, they look good, though.
So I'm not sure how long we're going to give this, just until the batter goes brown, although the batter kind of is brown already.
Yeah, this is going to be hard to tell once they're done. Okay, the key is to make sure the chocolate doesn't melt.
Yeah.
Well, look at you. You're expert at this, Gary.
He's pretty good.
You've got to keep tossing them, keep them moving, or else they'll stick. So...
He was always the biggest tosser at Domino's when he worked there.
Straight away, I don't want to ruin the surprise for everyone. I can see two of them have exploded almost instantaneously.
Okay, it may just be gentle hands.
Yeah.
The balls have exploded.
The balls have exploded.
Yes. I think just let it sit, Gary.
Okay.
Just be gentle with it.
There
we go. Okay, they're looking good. I reckon they're nearly ready to come out.
Okay, all right, we'll see you after the travel news. We'll do that and then we'll come back in with marks out of 10 on St. Patrick's Day, deep frying some Guinness chocolate today.
Oh, dribbling out.
Oh, no. It's a runny one.
Mmm.
Oh, it's good.
Mm-hmm. Look at that.
So that's exactly what you wanted. So it hasn't all melted. It's just gone a little bit kind of liquidy. Still taste the Guinness?
Not really.
Oh. Okay, right, I'll give mine a go.
Oh
my God. It's gone
Sorry.
Everywhere.
You have a, Gary has a white t-shirt everywhere. On and it just absolutely dribbled everywhere.
It didn't hit the jacket though, so we're safe. It's dribbling down my fingers now, you know.
Right.
Okay.
Very good though. Oh wow. Yeah, right. Nice.
So what about the little mini pint things? Did you do any of them?
This is the mini pint.
Oh, is that
pint.
The mini this pint? The mini right. pint. So these are mini pints of Guinness chocolate.
Okay.
With a kind of white chocolate top.
Gonna learn from Gary's mistake.
Yeah, be careful.
Like that.
Oh. So have they got liquid inside? Oh, that looks quite good.
Mm.
Oh, that looks excellent.
This is good.
Right, here we go. That's my mini pint.
Mm-hmm.
They're quite soft.
Oh, you put the whole thing in.
Yeah.
Mm.
We've got some pictures and videos going up soon, but we now need to start to do the marking, guys.
Personally, I'm going to rate that a 7 out of 10.
All right, you're going 7 yes. out of 10?
So, in fact, make it an 8, actually. That's
an 8? Ozzy and Rebecca's going to attempt an Irish accent as well.
They were quite good, weren't they? I think I'm going to give them a 9.3.
Yeah. A 9.3?
A 9.3.
Yeah. A 9.3.
Aye, they were class.
17.3 out of 20. Great. And would you recommend these, by the way?
Oh,
if anybody might try this.
In terms of the actual chocolates, yeah, 100%.
Yeah. Okay, there you are. That was Deep Fat Friday.
Thank you for listening to Robin Galloway Takes on a Podcast. That's us done for another week. Sorry, you had to sit through that.
Pure Radio.